from San Antonio, Texas. This is the Manly Training Podcast. I'm Eduardo Quintana, your host. I'm an author, I'm a speaker, and I'm the creator of manlytraining.com. I designed this website and this podcast to lead men to Christ and to honor and empower biblical manliness. If this is your first time joining us, welcome aboard. I am happy to announce that I'm starting a new series on biblical manhood. I think it's important to look at what the Bible calls us to be and do as Christian men. What biblical passages do we look at for biblical manhood? What does it mean to be masculine according to the Bible? How does this apply to each one of us in our specific stages of life? What does biblical manhood look like in our specific time and culture? Stay with me. You won't want to miss this episode of the Manly Training Podcast. Now, some of what we will cover here will be doctrinal or theological in nature. You know, what we should believe. But a lot of it will be very practical. In other words, what we should be doing. This series will be a very brief flyover of this topic. You see, there's so much more that could be said and done, and that has been said in many other places in great books and sermons. I personally don't want to give the impression that our homes are the only responsibility as men. As Christians, the gospel impacts our entire lives. We don't focus on our homes to the neglect of everything else that God has called us to do in light of the gospel, nor are we to neglect our homes. God would not want us men to build our ministries, our businesses, or even our communities over the remains of our families. Our goal is not just to be a better husband or a better dad, but to grow in Christ-likeness. And as we do this, and by the grace of God we will, our families will most definitely benefit. Always remember that your family is your first mission field. Your wife and your kids are your church, and you are to lead them in a holy relationship with the Father. So let's get right into this. What is a man? What is he in light of how God created him? Does modern man fit into God's plan and design, and how? I will try to explain the answer to these and more questions about biblical manliness in this series. For today, let's just discuss one thing. Men are cultivators. I'm going to say that again. Men are by nature cultivators. You know, among several ways that you could describe men, we are by nature cultivators. You can see this in the Bible in Genesis 1, 28, in Genesis 2, 5, in Genesis 2, 15. God has wired us to take care of things, to make them grow and be productive. This is inherent. You can see this in our man mantras. Bigger, faster, stronger. We want things to be better and more efficient. You know, this is by design. This is also why women have a hard time understanding why men just won't listen. Men are always looking for solutions. So when husband and wife sit down to talk about things, the man goes into this man mode and is looking at all the angles and ways that he can fix the issue. All the time, his wife is just wanting sympathy and for him to just listen. For men, this feels like a waste of time and energy. But let me tell you from experience, guys, just do it. Listen to her. Comfort her, or celebrate her, or whatever the occasion merits. Just make her feel that you understand. This is no waste of time. You will actually be saving time and moving forward once you've comprehended that this is how she is wired. You'll excuse me, you know, I sometimes get started on these rants like this and I get kind of carried away. But this is important, guys. Biblical manhood is not something that a man attains like a diploma after 4 years of study at the university. Rather, this is a lifelong journey of being and becoming. Yes, godly men do certain things, and we could list 1,000 of those things. But to then reason that doing those things makes one a godly man? Now that's a huge, huge mistake. I've known plenty of men whose behavior is highly moral for the most part, whose church attendance is fairly regular, and who treat women with love and respect, might even cook the pancakes for the men's prayer breakfast every once in a while. But there's not a spark of godliness in them. There's no passion for Jesus. There's no orientation around the glory of God. No thought of walking in the Spirit. They're just moral men who do Christian activities. If you ask them how they've connected with God this week, or how they've felt the leadership of the Holy Spirit on this or that part of their lives or their roles as a husband or a father, they would not have a clue. I know this because I've been that man. And to be honest, I've been that man in more moments than I care to admit. Sometimes I am that man. Now, on the other hand, you can find a man who reads his Bible, serves, attends church, and cooks pancakes, just like the guy before that one. But alongside the other guy, this guy reflects the glory of God in every flip of the pancake. That, my friends, is the godly man. That is how you will identify the godly man from the man who just has good morals. I started this podcast by saying that men are cultivators. This is very important to understand. Godly men are cultivators. All men are cultivators, but godly men need to cultivate our relationship first with God, or else how are we going to be godly? Men, I encourage you right now to set on your calendar a time every day for you to get into God's Word. Read God's Word, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes a day, but start getting into it. Little by little, it'll be more and more, but you got to cultivate this relationship with God. Spend time in prayer. Search God's heart. Find out what He wants you to do. Talk to God. This is how you cultivate. You don't just cultivate by going to church every Sunday, or for some men, just going to church every Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter. You know, this is not acceptable. Men, as cultivators, we need to cultivate the most important relationship we have, and that is with God. And that will make us godly men. And in every flip of that pancake, like I mentioned before, those around you will be able to identify that you are a godly man. Men, please share this podcast. Share manlytraining.com with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers. More importantly, share them with your pastors and your men's ministries and your churches. We really need to get involved in manly training. We're getting ready to have a plethora of training material available to you also. So get involved. Send me a message. Go to manlytraining.com, and at manlytraining.com, at the very top, you'll see a drop-down menu that says contact me. Send me your emails. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you want to get involved. There's plenty, plenty to do. Until next time, be a man.